Artists have accompanied scientists and explorers for hundreds of years, documenting discoveries of new species in uncharted territory. Well, that tradition is still alive and well. Ashley Ahern interviewed two Seattleites on a scientific and artistic expedition to study narwhals in Greenland and has this audio postcard.
So my name is Kristen Lydra, and I am a scientist at the University of Washington at the Polar Science Center. My research is focused around marine mammals that live in the high Arctic, and right now I'm doing a project on narwhals in Greenland.
My name is Maria Coriel Martin, and I'm an expeditionary artist, which means I've been traveling around the world painting in primarily polar and glaciated regions to help document and explore these remote regions with scientists and share the stories of the environment and the science through art. So for Kristen's research on the narwhals, we're flying out, 75 plus nautical miles over the sea ice to land and look for the narwhals. And it's this remarkable environment of this just sparkling light, these ice leads, cracks in the ice, the patterns of the ice, and the space and the quiet, vast sky. And so
occasionally a narwhal.
And so to have this space as an inspiration to try and paint is really something special.
On the ice, you land, and it's just so silent. You can't even believe how silent it is. It's like nothing you can experience back home where we live. And you stand there, and suddenly you might hear, off in the distance, like a blow from a narwhal, or the kind of the call of a raven or something out in the middle of the frozen sea. And that's a really beautiful, beautiful thing.
The first thing I do is, like the scientists, I'm preparing my equipment, so trying to travel really compact, so I bring a small backpack with my basic field art supplies, and the challenges that we all face are having it be really cold, and so...
Really cold.
What are the temperatures? Like, minus 25 Celsius.
Yeah. And wind, strong wind that's, up to 30, 40 knots sometimes.
Yeah, so there's protecting the equipment and protecting ourselves, and so I think I have it a little bit easier because the electronics can be very fussy, and with my watercolors, I typically just paint with vodka when I'm out there to lower the freezing temperature.
So narwhals, they're probably about 16 feet long, and the males have a big tooth or tusk that comes out of their top kind of upper lip, and it's a spiral tusk that's about maybe 10 feet long. And they're deep divers, so basically when they're in the ice, what they're doing is they're diving down to depths of over 4,000 meters and feeding on flatfish that live in the bottom of Baffin Bay under the ice cover. We're really just sort of filling in the gaps about how these animals survive, what do they do in the ice, how do they find food, how do they communicate, and then trying to piece that together to be able to make better predictions about the future in terms of how sea ice loss or ecosystem change will impact them.
My goal as an artist is to help tell the story and illustrate the environment, and in some ways to help illustrate and share this place that is changing so quickly. And I think we imagine so much of the Arctic as so stark and inhospitable that telling the stories of the creatures that do live here and thrive here, I think is really important and is something that as an artist, I'm just doing my best to portray.